This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise and thanks, it is due and belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, on this blessed day of Al-Jumu'ah, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us all to worship him for another day. And on this day, we want to remember a number of realities which maybe some of us have become heedless of. But the reminder serves to benefit the believer. And one of those many realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is al-haq. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرِ. That is because he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the truth, and what they invoke besides him is batil, is falsehood. And verily he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most high, the most great. And you just listened to very powerful and profound words before we started the khutbah about what is happening in Palestine. And we had more than 45 days and more and counting for us to reflect, for humankind to reflect about what is al-haq and what is al-batil, what is the truth and what is falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. Such is Allah, your Lord, the truth. And what can be beyond truth except error or misguidance? So how then are you turned away? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam received the revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, starting from the ayat in Surah Al-Alaq, in the cave of Hira, and over a period of 23 years upon the completion of the Qur'an, that from that time until the end of time, those who adhere to the truth, to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will always have an answer. That the truth will always be apparent, never hidden amongst us. So there will be no excuse. And that is one of the blessings, the amazing things about hidayah, about guidance, the light of al-Islam. That by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, he stops an individual from becoming just a follower of shahawat, or a follower of the latest mudha, the latest phase and craze amongst the people. To coin a phrase, it stops you being a sheep, but allows you to hold on to the ultimate truth. And that through all the fog and the mist and the mirrors and the clouds and all of these things, amongst all this confusion, one who holds on to the truth is able to navigate themselves through all this confusion. That you no longer are in a situation where you have put your own mind in neutral. That you are no longer thinking for yourself. That you are allowing others to think for you. You are allowing others to form ideas, to form narratives for you. The Muslim is never like this. The one who holds on to guidance is never in this position. You never become dependent for you to understand what is right and wrong, what is truth, what is falsehood, what is haqq and what is batil. You're not relying on people to find out or to know what that is. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. And say that the truth has come and batil, falsehood, has vanished. Surely batil is ever bound to vanish. But then the question remains and is there in front of us. If somebody sees the truth, what is the likelihood of a person adhering and following the truth as opposed to following falsehood? Because surely the nafsu salima, that sound and grounded person, would always want to stand up for what is right, to stand up for the truth. But this is not a given. This absolutely is not a given, that if the truth is standing in front of that individual, that they will say what is the haqq, that they will say what is the truth. But rather, that they will stand up for something opposed to the truth. And for the one who stands up for the truth, you know what that feels like. You know what it feels like for you to know what is the truth, for it is as clear as day. And then for somebody to appear to say the complete opposite of what is the haqq, it burns within you to say, how can you make such a statement? How can you stand up for an oppressor? How can you stand up for occupation? How can you stand up or turn a blind eye to a massacre? How can you turn your eyes away from what is clear as day in front of you? Which moreover emphasizes the point that because you know the truth is there, not necessarily everybody will stand up for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an amazing example that when a truth comes to a people, and that this can be then, if you like, the moral or the benefit, one benefit, of course there are many, can be applied to the day that we are living now. When the truth comes to a people, will they say it or not? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam to stand there, both of them alayhi salam, in front of Fir'aun. Fir'aun, the superpower at the time, he has his armies, his advisors, the wealth, the media, if you like, at his fingertips. He calls his magicians. Musa alayhi salam standing there alone. I want you to try to imagine that. In a courtyard of hundreds or thousands of people, all standing there on the side of Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam standing there, two believers, two prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the face of oppression. So to demonstrate their false power, the magicians, they throw their staffs and they turn into snakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam to do likewise, to destroy their sihr by the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقِّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The truth was established and destroyed the falsehood that was there in front of them. And then what happened then when the truth was made apparent? The truth was made clear to individuals by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All they had was destroyed. The magicians who saw the truth, who knew the truth, who had, let's say, comfortable lives. They were advisors to Fir'aun. Maybe had nice places to live. Weren't short of having a comfortable life. A choice was to be made. To deny what had happened, to deny the truth, or to follow the haqq. Now to follow the truth here against Fir'aun, what would be the consequences? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the outcome on this particular occasion. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ, that the magicians, they saw the truth. They prostrated and they said, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, we have believed and we believe in Lord, the Lord of the worlds. رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, the Lord of Musa, the Lord of Harun. قَالَ فِرْعَونَ, Fir'aun's response was what? آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ, you have believed in them before I give you permission. This was the arrogance that he had. He believed that he had control over their hearts, what they could believe in and what they could reject. You have believed? I have not given you permission. This is all a plan amongst yourselves so that you can remove the people. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, you will see the power that I have. This is Fir'aun. You will see the power that I have. I will cut your hands and your feet. You will be crucified. You will be destroyed. Everything that you have will be taken away. Your lives will be taken away. But the people who saw the truth, they were steadfast. They had declared their faith in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala openly. They saw the falsehood that Fir'aun was upon. And they were not prepared to sell their souls, sell themselves for this worldly matter that meant nothing. Their response was simply what? قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ, then therefore our destination will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the truth came to them, they were not prepared to sell themselves. Not like now, where, as I mentioned, the truth, the bloodshed, the definitions which are clearly stated, whether it is the United Nations or human advocacy groups around the world, who actually within their own system have a place, determine certain actions to be genocide, to be crimes against humanity. But yet that there will be individuals who will say the complete opposite. The truth stares them in the face. Just as they go home to their children, and their children may look in the eyes of their parents, did you honestly say that you cannot condemn that? Did you honestly say that you cannot see the massacre that is going on in front of your eyes, and you say the complete opposite? These individuals who are openly supporting oppression, openly lying, distorting reality, the warmongers, those supporting and aiding and cheering oppression, and I say by Allah's grace, are being exposed, that they are being found out, that the mask of shar, the mask of evil, has slipped off. No longer can they trick the people. No longer can they repackage the truth however they like, in their typical colonial and capitalist fashion, which having no substance, no sustainability, and of course being unhealthy for the soul and the mind and the body. It is not a surprise for us that many, even a non-Muslim, can see the truth and mentions the truth. And for the Muslim, it's refreshing to see a non-Muslim standing up and exposing batil, falsehood, for what it is. They are no longer propping up falsehood. They are no longer justifying this evil occupation. No longer can this continue. Even though yunfiqoon, they spend their millions and their billions, but to no avail. Why? Because the truth can never ever be hidden. The reality, al-haq, can never be hidden. And falsehood, kana zahuqa, will always vanish. The house of cards that they build will ultimately be blown down, will be blown away with the smallest of things. And for us as Muslims, the path is very clear. What we stand up, alhamdulillah, what we stand up for is truth, is justice, no matter where it is, no matter who it is for, that the Muslim will stand up. And even those whom that they maybe inherited the colors, as it may appear, of the other team. But then it said, but you are not speaking like the other team, that you are speaking like the other team, the one who is being oppressed and wronged. And their statement is that I don't support any team. I support truth. I support justice. I support fairness. And that the Muslim awla bihada. And that the Muslim is at the forefront of saying such statements. We can no longer hide away that standing up for truth, justice and fairness, this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the very beginning to the very end. And it is in circumstances and situations like this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to show what the haqq, what the reality is. And that those who are following the truth, moreover those who are being oppressed, those lives being taken away in an oppressive manner, being massacred under genocide, that they don't move. They are like mountains in the ground not being shaken, their faith not being shaken. آمَنَّ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We believe in the Lord of the worlds. And it is from this that we take lesson, that ultimately falsehood will be expelled and will vanish. And time will tell, if it is metaphorically, can be said, when the dust settles. The irony of the statement. When the dust settles, that there will be a people who stood for falsehood, and that they will be exposed, and there will be no place for them to hide, no excuses for them. And then there will be those who stood for justice and fairness. And this justice and fairness, which is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will overcome this falsehood. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us from those people. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfir Allah li wa lakum min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah تبارك وتعالى. And may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So as Muslims, as believers in Allah تبارك وتعالى, we understand that there was always a battle between al-haq wal-batil. When Iblis refused to prostrate to Adam by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, evil existed. But guidance was always there to show the believers how to defend themselves and how to vanquish and destroy this falsehood in whatever form it comes. But sunnatullah, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi khalqihi, in His creation, is that there will always be times where there are ups and then there are downs. There will always be days like the Battle of Badr. And there will also be days like the Battle of Uhud. And the Muslim realizes this. But on each occasion, when there are days like Badr, that they are grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that clear and present victory. And on days like Uhud, where they remain patient, that they take stock of what happened, and then they come back again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them victory. So it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there will be ups and there will be downs. And when there are ups, we are grateful, and when there are apparent downs, then we remain patient, we remain steadfast, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises us once again. But during this difficult time, and there are always difficult times, and of course this is all relative, because if there is an apparent defeat for the Muslim, as Umar radiallahu anh, then he responded to the Quraysh at the Battle of Uhud, قَتْلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتْلَاكُمْ فِي النَّارِ. Our deceased, our martyrs will be in the paradise, and your deceased will be burning in the hellfire for eternity. The Muslim is never defeated. The believer is never defeated in that they are there to establish justice upon earth, or they give their lives for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and are granted al-Jannah in the hereafter. And even this burns the hearts of the kuffar. You believe in this Jannah, you give your lives and you believe you will have your houses in Jannah, you believe you will have Hur al-Ain and things, and they mock this. A day will come where there will be no mocking. A day will come where there is no mocking or opportunity for them to speak in such a manner that they will be taken to account, and that their mocking and their disbelief, they will be thrown into the hellfire likewise, like their predecessors. This is a reality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us in His kitab. And this is a reality that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam tells us also. But any affliction that comes to us, as ultimately it will at times, what do we do and how do we behave? أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Any affliction that afflicts you or I, we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we will return. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِم وَرَحْمَةٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that upon these people will be a mercy and a blessings. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And that they are the rightly guided. That Jannah, paradise, establishing justice upon earth is not something that comes with no effort. It will come with us striving, persevering, remaining steadfast, and ultimately and most importantly, turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never giving up. Always holding on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to those who are being oppressed around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to stand for the haqq and not to stand up or fall by the wayside with al-falsehood. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين على الحق اللهم أصلح ذات بينهم واهدم سبل السلام يا رب العالمين وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم فرج هم المهمومين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربي أعنا ولا تعن علينا وانصرنا ولا تنصر علينا وامكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا واهدنا ويسر الهدى لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا الظالمين يوما كيوم عاد وثمود وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten lines, fill the gaps.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله